You want a flat case? Okay. Have it my way. Come on. Okay. You want to play rough?
Okay.
Uno.
Say hello to my little friend!
Well, this will afford me the opportunity to remind you.
Throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in tipping?
Do you know what these chicks make? They make shit.
Don't give me that. She don't make enough money, she can quit.
I don't even know a fucking Jew would have the balls to say that. Let me just get this straight. You don't ever tip, huh?
I don't tip because society says I have to. All right, I mean, I'll tip if somebody really deserves a tip. If they really put forth the effort, I'll give them something extra. But, I mean, it's tipping automatically. It's for the birds. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're just doing their job.
Hey, this girl was nice.
She was okay. I mean, she wasn't anything special.
What's special? Take you in the back and suck your dick?
I'd go over 12% for that.
Look, I ordered coffee, right? Now, we've been here a long fucking time. She's only filled my cup 3 times. I mean, when I order coffee, I want it filled 6 times.
6 times? Well, you know, what if she's too fucking busy?
Words too fucking busy shouldn't be in a waitress's vocabulary.
Excuse me, Mr. Pink, but the last fucking thing you need is another cup of coffee.
Jesus Christ, I mean, these ladies aren't starving to death. They make minimum wage. And I used to work minimum wage, and when I did, I wasn't lucky enough to have a job that society deemed tip-worthy.
You don't care they're counting on your tips to live?
You know what this is? It's the world's smallest violin playing just for the waitresses.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about. These people bust their ass. This is a hard job.
So is working at McDonald's, but you don't feel the need to tip them, do you? Well, why not? They're serving you food. But no, society says, don't tip these guys over here, but tip these guys over here. That's bullshit.
Waitressing is the number one occupation for female non-college graduates in this country. It's the one job basically any woman can get and make a living on. The reason is because of their tips.
Fuck all that.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm very sorry the government taxes their tips. That's fucked up. That ain't my fault. I mean, it would appear that waitresses are one of the many groups the government fucks in the ass on a regular basis. I mean, if you show me a piece of paper that says the government shouldn't do that, I'll sign it. Put it to a vote, I'll vote for it. But what I won't do is play ball. And it's non-college bullshit you're giving me. I got 2 words for that. Learn to fucking type. Because if you're expecting me to help out with the rent, you're in for a big fucking surprise.
You just convinced me. Give me my dollar back.
Hey!
Much further, I don't wanna have to go. Your boy's different.
His IQ is 5.
I done told you spent time playing with this stupid boy, can't read.
Got a good brain.
I think you've got a fine brain, Jack.
You made me happy.
Goodbye, Mama. Now you can have ice cream in heaven.
I like when we touch hands.
La da 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 da. Hello, hello.
La 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 la. my head.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrows.
How can you mend the broken hearts?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
Stop the sun from shining. What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken.
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
And how can you mend this broken man?
How can a loser win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
La 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 la.
Where the hell's the suit store? We've been walking for 45 minutes.
Rick, I thought you said this was a shortcut.
Fantastic.
Well, is it a shortcut or not?
Okay.
Jeez.
Hey!
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
Where you mean the ladies went out for a little stroll, huh? Boys go out walking around and talking things through.
Keep a tight perimeter.
Hey, 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 hey. Yes, sirree. Well, well, well. Ron Burgundy, the Channel 4 news team. Where's your mommy?
You back off, evening news team.
You know, I understand that they had to bring a female in.
Change your diapers. Wipe the dribble away from your bubbling lips. Rub Vaseline all over your hiney and tell you that it's special and different from everyone else's.
He said hiney.
Britt, get back over here.
Hiney.
Does she tuck you in, Ronnie? Give you a little kiss on your forehead? Tell you everything's gonna be okay?
I've had enough of you, Mantooth. This is gonna end right here, right now. Let's dance, dickweed.
You wanna dance, Ronnie? I want a polka.
Come get a taste. Rick, where'd you get a hand grenade?
I don't know.
All right. Let's do this. Hey!
If you're gonna have a fight, then don't forget Channel 2 News with me, lead anchor Frank Fitchard.
You dirtbags have been in third place for 5 years.
Yeah? Well, you're about to be in dead place.
Not so fast, you ingrates! Public news team is taking a break from its pledge drive to kick some ass. No commercials, no mercy! Yeah!
¿Cómo están, bitches? Spanish language news is here. Tonight's top story. The sewers run red with Burgundy's blood. Yeah, yeah!
Looks like we got ourselves a bilingual blood fest.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one. No touching of the hair or face.
Of course.
And that's it! Now let's do this! Begin!
Escalated quickly.
Yeah.
great day for American effort. This man alone. He takes a typical airline dinner.
There he is.
No, no flowers, thank you.
Welcome home, Frank. Good work in Beirut. We all heard what you did.
Thank you, and I just want to know one thing. Is it true what you wrote me about Victoria?
I'm afraid so, Frank. She just ran off with some guy. They got married last week.
Well, then it's over. It's all over. All of this is meaningless. I did it for her. I did everything for her. And now she's gone. And you, you came down here to get a hot story, didn't you? Pictures of me to send you lousy newspapers.
Frank.
Sure, you think I'm a big hero, the man of the hour. Well, do any of you understand how a man can hurt inside?
Frank, they're not here for you. Weird Al Yankovic is on the plane.
What about the wedding? What was she wearing?
Don't torture yourself, Frank. Just put her out of your mind.
Well, I can't get her out of my mind. What about the guy? You know anything about him?
Not much. Just that he's an Olympic gymnast, and it's the best sex she's ever had.
Cupid in the moon, the faint scent of your perfume, the memories maybe all I have, but that's enough. Lest I forget so easily what you said and did to me, though I knew then I know better now. I know better now. I know better now. All regrets, one forget. I know better now. So let us not philosophize, 'cause after all I realize we all make mistakes, 'cause that's what it takes, and I know better now. I know better now. I know better now. All regrets, one more.
Maintenance hatch, I'd let you out two blocks north.
Yeah, I remember. Came here often. When we were partners.
Yeah, those were great times, huh, Rorschach? What happened?
You quit. Rorschach's journal. First visit of evening fruitless. Feel slightly depressed. Soon there will be war. Millions will perish in sickness and misery. Why does one death matter against so many? Because there is good and evil, and evil must be punished, even in the face of Armageddon. I will not compromise in this.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world, the flow of the century. Oh, it's timeless. Ho! Thanks for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. For shizzle, my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. Was hurting them in the home of the Turpins. Got it dirt cheap for them. Plus, if they were short with cheese, I would work with them. Bored and got rid of that dirt for them. Wasn't born hustlers, I was birthing them. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. For cheesy, my kneesy, keep my arms so breezy. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Haters want me clap, it ain't easy. Cops wanna knock me, DA wanna box me in. But somehow, I beat them charges like Rocky. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. Not guilty, he who does not feel me is not real to me. Therefore, he doesn't exist. So poof, vamoose, son of a... H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. With shizzle, my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. Not guilty, y'all got to feel me. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. I do this for my culture, to let them know what it look like when they're in a roaster. Show them how to move in a room full of vultures. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Label owners hate me, I'm raising the status quo up. I'm overcharging for what they did to the Cold Crush. Pay us like you owe us for all the years that you hold us. We can talk, but money talk, so talk more bucks. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. With shizzle, my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. Not guilty, y'all got to feel me. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. Yeah, hope is back. Life story told through rap. Acting like I sold you, like I told you sell drugs. No, hope did that, so hopefully you won't have to go through that. I was raised in the projects, roaches and rats. Smokers out back, selling they mama sofa. Lookouts on the corner, focused on the Ave. Ladies in the window, focused on the kinfolk. Me under a lamppost, why I got my hand closed? It's in my palm, watching the long arm of the law. So you know I seen it all before. I seen hoop dreams deflate like a true fiend's weight. The try and the fail, the two things I hate. Succeed in this rap game, the two things is great. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. What else can I say about dude, I get busy. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. With shizzle, my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. Not guilty, y'all got to feel me. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. I can't be stopped with a hop like this, family. Say hola, Obito. That's what they saying when I roll up with my people. My music banging like Vatos Locos. Got rap in the choco, and I won't surrender it with Beast by Timberland.
To see Sting and Nikita Koloff one-on-one, but Tony, this one got started at Super Brawl.
It was a tag team match, Sting and Lex Luger against the Steiner Brothers for the world tag title. Nikita Koloff comes in, Sting pushes Luger out of the way, and Sting gets hit with the Russian chain. But the fight did not stop there. It went on through the back, and I think we're going to show the fans exactly what happened on May 19th at Super Brawl. Let's take a look.
Who is this?
That shadow looked like Nikita Koloff. I'm telling you, that looked like Nikita Koloff.
Oh, Sting puts his own partner out of the way. Koloff had that chain, that Russian, that chain around his arm. Sting saved Luger from getting nailed, but Sting just got popped right in the face. Tony Schiavone is in the locker room area. I hope that Tony will be able to get an interview
with Nikita Koloff. I want Tony to talk to him right now. I want to see him.
Tony's back. Tony's right. Let's go back to Tony Schiavone. Sting's hurt badly.
He's going after him right here. That's Tony.
Okay, here we are, Jim and Dusty with the Russian. What in the world going on out there, Nikita?
Sting was in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's what's going on.
Oh, my God. Sting and Nikita.
Ladies.
Happy New Year, dear Tokyo.
wonders attitude and seemingly are ready to rebel against the corporate ministry.
The corporate ministry, the most omnipotent force ever created in the World Wrestling Federation, and I will not be held responsible for anyone who was foolish enough to get in any one of their faces. You know, many of you are saying that Shane McMahon is ruthless. Many of you say that Shane McMahon has a black heart, that Shane has no compassion, and that's where I draw the line, because I understand what compassion is about. I understand what compassion is for all of you. I don't expect you to know what it is for me, because none of you can walk in my boots. But compassion, I can only imagine what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. I can only imagine what it's like to go down to the corner liquor store, get the cheapest vodka, and drown your sorrows away every Friday night. I can only imagine, oh my God, I hate my boss. I hate my life. I hate my wife. But there's a word that compassionate people like myself call people like you, and that word is losers.
Whoa! Losers?
He's me, on the other hand, I've got it all. I got looks. I got money. I got the brain power. How many of you would ever fathom the responsibility that I have, the power that I have in my hand? And whether it be Vince, Stone Cold Steve Austin, or The Rock, it feels good to reach out there to seize that power, to have destiny in my hands. I could be out there ready to take it and crush it at any time. How many of you would have the balls the size of grapefruits to slap your maker in the face? Not a single one.
He's talking about his dad, Vince McMahon. And he did slap him.
Rock, or should I say, croc? Because that's what you are, a croc, a big farce. At Over the Edge, you are in my hands. Your fate is in my hands. You know, these people call you the people's champ. Well, that speaks volumes about each and every one of you. The way you worship this piece of crap.
Whoa.
Why? Because he can raise an eyebrow and drop a little elbow, and he stays up all night thinking of catchphrases and marketing ploys for each and every one of you. Well, you keep coming out here, Rock, and you sing your little songs, and you do your little comedy routine. But Rock, at Over the Edge, there is gonna be nothing funny about the way I end your career.
Heard every word of that. The Rock is here tonight. And of course, the Stone Cold Steve Austin we heard last night will meet The Undertaker at Over the Edge in 3 weeks.
It's real simple. I hate everyone. But Austin, your name is on top of the list. Who in the hell do you think you are? You come out here and try and be everyone's savior. Well, let me tell you something, boy. I've let you go. I let you go your own way. I thought we might have been able to coexist, but that ain't gonna happen, because now I'm not gonna play the role of savior. I'm the role of executioner. And Over the Edge, let me tell you what's gonna happen. First, I'm gonna take your title. Second, I'm gonna beat you like you've never been beaten before. Third, after I've beaten you, after I've taken your title, I'm gonna take your beaten carcass, throw it over my shoulder, I'm gonna walk out of the arena with you, and I'm gonna take you to Monday Night Raw, and you will be the ultimate sacrifice. You will be sacrificed to a power even greater than I. And then you will know my name is the Lord of Darkness. And there ain't a damn thing you or any of you can do about it.
Well, JR, according to The Undertaker, Austin's future looks pretty bleak.
And Austin, just remember that I will firsthand witness the 1, 2, 3, because I will be wearing the black and the white as the special guest referee, where once again, The Undertaker will become the World Wrestling Federation champion.
Austin is in the locker room as we speak.
Right.
There's only one last piece of business for the corporate ministry to do. And that pertains to you, Vince.
Uh-oh.
You got 2 hours to get down here. 2 hours, because Shane McMahon has his master plan. It's the last piece of the puzzle. Shane McMahon.
There's that chant again, JR.
Wait a minute. Look here. We've got company. Up on the ramp.
Well, looky what we've got here, Shane. Every one of us, at one time or another, worked for the corporation. And now every one of us stands here and says, well, I guess you could call us disgruntled former employees. So what we've done, Test, Shamrock, The Big Show, and myself, is we've kind of banded together to form a union. Now, we do not have fancy initials. We are not FIST or the Federation of Interstate Truckers. We are not SAG or the Screen Actors Guild. We are simply a union of people you ought to respect, son. Wait. Union people you ought to respect. Well, I guess we do have initials. Just call us Up Yours, Shane.
What?
Wait, Big Show. Wait. You see, your dad used to come out here and the whole crowd used to chant, A-hole, A-hole, and maybe they were right. But at least when Vince was running the show, we were compensated. I think I speak for all of us when I say that since you took over, our paycheck sucks, Shane. So you may think you have our financial future in your hands, but you mess around with the union, you little twit, and you will find that we will have your testicles in ours.
Oh.
Hey.
Hold on.
Let's go grab some balls, guys.
Wait a minute. The union, armed with 2x4s, headed to the ring. They're not going to do it. Wait, they got 2x4s, JR. And the corporate ministry now, the tables have been turned somewhat. And there goes the Big Show. Mankind, Shamrock, and Test. The union wearing out the corporate ministry.
The Mean Street Posse just got busted. Now they're Shane.
Well, there's going to be some, we're talking about repercussions.
You haven't seen the last of the corporate ministry tonight. Tonight you're going down. You're going down at the hands of the corporate ministry. Let's go.
Well, there's going to be some hell of
Have you ever seen a one-trick pony and feel so happy and free? If you've ever seen a one-trick pony, then you've seen me. Have you ever seen a one-legged dog making his way down the street? If you've ever seen a one-legged dog, then you've seen me. Then you've seen me. I come and stand at every door. And you've seen me. I always leave with less than I had before. And you've seen me. But I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? Have you ever seen a scarecrow filled with nothing but dust and weeds? If you ever seen that scarecrow, then you've seen me. Have you ever seen a one-armed man punching at nothing but the breeze? If you ever seen a one-armed man, then you've seen me. Then you've seen me. I come and stand at every door. And you've seen me. I always leave with less than I had before. And you've seen me. But I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? These things that have comforted me, I drive away. This place that is my home, I cannot stay. My only faith's in the broken bones and bruises I display. Have you ever seen a one-legged man trying to dance his way free? If you ever seen a one-legged man, then you seen me.